There is no shortage of stories about veterans who have had their disability benefits claims denied by the VA or their paperwork just lost. The claims process, to say the least, can be complex, time-consuming, and downright frustrating. But for veterans who have hit that roadblock to get benefits they've earned, along comes help. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien reports on the Veterans Advocacy Clinic at Stetson University College of Law in Gulfport.
By the time a veteran walks into the Stetson Veterans Law Institute, they've usually knocked on every door there is to knock on. When they enter the converted one-story home across from the Gulfport campus, they will meet Shirley Wells, a paralegal and Army veteran who handles intake.
We have some cases where, you know, soldiers have been looked over for over 20, 30 years of just filing the wrong paperwork, being pushed around from different agencies and programs, they end up coming here, and we're able, with the help of the students, to go through that paperwork detail, and find that missing piece to the puzzle.
She says 80% of their cases are appeals of denied benefits, but occasionally they will help with unique cases, like a Vietnam veteran who lived in South America for more than 17 years, got sick, returned to the U.S., but had never filed for his VA benefits.
And me and another student were able to get his records, help him file his claim, and within 4 months, he was getting full disability and payment started. He just broke down in tears when he got that letter saying that he was getting his benefits. That just says it all for me.
Stetson Law students are key to the success of the Veterans Advocacy Clinic. They do much of the case legwork, like research and reading through 1,000-page files. Daniel Flanagan is a second-year student who works 18 hours a week at the clinic.
The biggest thing is this is practical. You don't get to chew through a case file in any of your other classes. When you get torts, you go through a whole bunch of different Supreme Court cases or something, but you don't actually sit down with a case file that's 1,000 pages thick.
What are practical lessons for the law students can become life-changing benefits for the veterans.
The people that we are getting are kind of at the end of the rope. They don't really have anywhere else to go, so they are, in a sense, somewhat desperate. That makes it a little bit stressful for me because I'm your last hope. Hope I don't mess this one up.
But that's not going to happen because their work is supervised by Stacy Ray Simcox, the new director of the Veterans Advocacy Clinic and a former military attorney, a JAG officer with the Judge Advocate General's Corps. Stetson recruited her from the Veterans Legal Clinic at William & Mary.
My husband, Mark Matthews, actually helped me start that clinic at William & Mary. And the reason we started it was because when we got off active duty, we messed up my husband's claims with the VA so badly that we missed all the deadlines and the claims died and we couldn't get the benefits he deserved. So we thought, geez, if two JAG officers can't figure this out, how is the average service member who gets off active duty going to figure this out? So we decided to become experts.
And they became innovators as well, getting psychology students to do medical health assessments for the veterans' medical files.
It was the first in the country to marry law and psychology together.
Why is that an important marriage?
Well, any veteran who's gone through the process of veterans benefits will tell you that medical evidence is really important to what they do. And if you can't prove to the VA through medical evidence that your disability somehow has to do with your service, then you're not going to get that benefit.
And at Stetson, Simcox has forged an even broader partnership, teaming up with the University of South Florida Morsani College of Medicine.
To create a partnership with a medical school for this purpose is a huge boon to veterans and to the VA, because not only are we able to help veterans with mental health conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injury, but now we can collaborate with medicine on the issues that most veterans have. Hearing loss, right? Back problems, knee problems.
And those medical-legal partnerships are producing results.
In my experience, based on my numbers from William & Mary and what I've seen so far here, with this legal medical partnership and law students bringing this evidence to the table for the VA and making it easy to understand, we've been able to get the VA to change their mind about 81% of the time, the very first time we present evidence to them, which is impressive.
She says the partnership system also keeps cases from getting lost in the VA appeals process, which can span years and can result in lost paperwork.
For instance, one of my students called the regional office here at St. Pete the other day to check on a case, and we sent the paperwork in saying that I represent the client in July when I first got here, and they still don't have it in the system. So they can't talk to us about the case.
So just like everybody else, Simcox had to resend her paperwork, making that veteran's file even thicker. She says it would be much easier if the VA and Veterans Clinic had a relationship so they could work together to fix the cases. That's one of her future goals. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
Stetson also offers veterans help with civil legal matters. More on that next week as our series Off the Base continues.